Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home, take care of yourself.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce. It is time for another recap show right here on Variety Radio Online. It is the premiere episode. We've been talking about it and talking about it and talking about it. Fear the Walking Dead. Sunday, the premiere episode, the pilot aired. And we had to talk about it. And, you know, for those of y'all that have been tuning in to Variety Radio Online, you know we've been recapping The Walking Dead for the longest time, and we're excited for that, and we're going to return it back in October. But I got the ladies together, ladies and one guy. They're going to be joining me. We're just going to be doing this together, all of us. It's going to be fun, fun, fun. We have a new addition to the show as well. We no longer have Amy. We kicked her out because, well, actually, she was bringing us down. The ratings were low. So I recruited somebody else. She's a sixth grader, so we're trying to get younger numbers. Start them off young. We got Brianna, who's in sixth grade. She is a fan of The Walking Dead, Fear the Walking Dead. Brianna, how you doing?
I'm very good.
Very good.
I'm very good right now.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. Next to her in probably – you're in the same room, Kristen, right?
Yes.
Kristen is going to be joining us, and she also does other recap shows right here on Variety Radio Online. Kristen, what are you doing right now?
Like, literally right this
No,
second?
Not literally. The shows.
I'm not doing anything right now.
Okay, that's great. Okay, next we have Brancy.
What's up?
Brancy. Now, I know you're recapping shows right now, aren't you?
Just The Teen Wolf, and that ends this week.
All right. So, and then we're going to be doing other stuff like Supernatural.
Yes, that's true.
It's coming up soon. So, people, if you're fans of different shows, check out Variety Radio Online or thevro.com. Jesus, all the way from Los Angeles, which is perfect because we're going to be sending you out on location soon to go check out Fear the Walking Dead. You got to make sure that you're taking pictures, and you should try to be an extra, Jesus.
That would be awesome.
So you got to make that happen. Okay?
I'm going to try.
You make that happen, dude. All right? You don't have a girlfriend anymore, okay. So just now, go. I need you to do that stuff. So let's talk this episode, the pilot episode. I have my notes ready. There it is, people. I have my notes. Normally, what we normally do is we kind of talk about the big moments or the moments that kind of tick us off or make us excited. But for this one here, I figured we would just start kind of like from the beginning and then kind of – I got questions for you guys. And, of course, fans, feel free. Wherever you're listening to this show, feel free to leave comments below. Hopefully we can answer them and all that good stuff. So I got it right here, highlighted. The opening scene, people. Now, we've been seeing this little clip, this teaser – all over AMC, but this one was much, much longer. I got to ask y'all, Kristen, got to ask you first, okay? What was going through your mind during that first opening scene? Oh,
are
God.
We just talking the opening scene?
Oh, my gosh. What? Hey, Suze, I have a feeling that Kristen didn't like this show.
Yeah.
The opening scene was badass.
Okay, good. Okay. So you liked
the rest of it? Meh.
Really?
Ooh.
This is throwing a monkey wrench in the whole show, Brancy.
No, hey. But I have a reason why.
Okay, we want to hear it. This is interesting.
I have to tone back my comparing it to The Walking Dead.
So that is your problem?
Yes. Yeah, because it wasn't bad.
Right.
It's just like a completely different show.
Okay.
So would you really want to see another Walking Dead?
The same exact thing. No, but it's not even remotely similar.
It's not supposed to.
It's not supposed
to
be.
Wait, hold on. I saw a tweet. Someone said, this show needs Daryl Dixon. And I'm like, yes.
Oh, my gosh. So instead of firing Brianna, we should just fire Kristen. Because, I mean, what's the point?
Yes. Listen, you little biatch.
Well, so you like the opening scene, but like, so you found yourself watching it and going, no.
No, it wasn't constant. No, I don't like this. It had its moments. It's the first episode.
Right. It's building up. It's like the beginning.
Yeah, no, I'm not writing it off.
I know you're not writing it off, but you should have known. You, out of all people, I would have thought, like, you know what? It's the beginning, da-da-da-da. But you come straight off. First question I ask you, you're like, yeah, the opening scene was awesome, but the other crap was da-da-da.
Well, because I think with all the teasers and everything, I think they built it up.
No, it was fine.
Oh, I'm not saying it was bad.
Oh, God. Brianna.
I can see.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jesus. What?
I can see why she would feel that way because, you know, The Walking Dead, we have the opening scene. Then Rick is dead in a coma and he comes back and there's all these zombies. And this isn't like that.
But it's not supposed to be.
Exactly. I know. So
then she's wrong.
So I'm not saying it's bad.
Whatever.
It's an opinion.
Whatever. It is wrong. Brianna, do you feel the same as your family member?
Yes and no.
Okay. So you did like it?
Yeah. But then, like, I don't know, towards, like, the end, it got, like the very, very end, it wasn't so good. I don't know.
Okay, so the whole beginning, you're just kind of like, boring, 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 and then right when Calvin comes, that's when you're like, yes, this is The Walking Dead I want.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you like the beginning, right?
Yeah, it wasn't bad, it's just...
Were you watching this with Kristen at the same time?
No.
Sounds like you were.
The end of it with her.
Oh, no, God. We were at different houses.
We need y'all to make... Y'all just can't talk to each other before the show, during the show, or after the show, please. Brancy, please tell me you are not Team Kristen and Team Brianna.
I don't even know what that means, but
they're dumb. They have no idea what they're talking about.
Oh my
gosh! So,
oh okay.
Brancy, are you with? Come on, where are you at?
My family is on Team Kristen.
Oh God!
Because I got home from work, I had to record it because I had to work. So I get home. And it was just ending, and the encore was coming on, so I watched the encore.
Okay.
And I was like, well, how was it? And they were like, man, it sucked. I don't want to watch this anymore.
Not Team Kristen, because I'm not saying it sucked.
Was that your dad, Brancy, that was saying that?
That was my dad and my brother, and my mom just said it was boring.
See, like, your mom and your brother, I really don't know, and I really don't value their opinion. But dad is good on his TV. He knows his stuff.
Dad does know his stuff.
But I would have to say dad. Well, you know what? It's obvious that dad is a huge fan of The Walking Dead. Your
whole
family.
Yeah, that's what it was. He was just comparing it to The Walking Dead. And I was like, you can't even think of it like that. It's not the same thing.
Okay, so what did you think? Encore, you're watching it. It's done.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little slow in parts, but I did like it. But, I mean, I did catch myself trying to compare it to Walking Dead a lot. And I had to, like... push that away.
Wow, Brandy, you suck.
Well, I can't help it. When I'm watching it, I'm like, well, that's not how they walk in Walking Dead.
Oh, gosh.
But I tried to keep that down.
Okay.
So.
Do you think that's going to, now for all three of y'all ladies, do you think that's going to be a problem watching the continuing watching the show? Do you feel like you're going to be comparing it to The Walking Dead all the time?
I don't think so, because I think that the action part of it is going to pick up.
Right. Okay, yeah. Jesus!
Yeah?
Please save the day. Tell me I'm not the only one that didn't compare it. And you know the funny thing is, this whole time, even when we recapped and we talked about the San Diego Comic-Con trailers, I think I was, like, worried that I was going to, like, compare it to The Walking Dead. And I went in this episode, this pilot, I was like, I'm going in just blinded. I'm just going to just watch it and see if I'm entertained. And do I like it? Please, Jesus, yeah. Don't tell me I'm the only one.
I agree with that. I was totally like that.
Yeah!
Like, after having reread the comics and that little, there's this little intro by Robert Kirkman in the comics that says that it's not a zombie story. It's a zombie about people in about people in the zombie apocalypse. And that's what this is as well.
Mm-hmm. Hear that, ladies? Robert Kirkman said that. Whatever. I don't want to hear it.
It's a natural response.
It's whatever. What were we saying, Jesus?
I like the fact that it doesn't throw you right in the middle of the zombie apocalypse again.
Correctamundo. I mean, I can see where the lady... I mean, because, yeah, if you were watching it, I'm sure that the Walking Dead fans, including the girls, were probably like, come on, zombies, where are you at? You know, because it was teasing you. I mean, there were times where that student was sleeping in class, and you were like, oh, shit, that motherfucker's a zombie. I bet she's a zombie. And he wasn't.
I thought that.
You know, the principal who was, you know, listening to the teachers, I was like, that motherfucker's going to turn around and bite her ass. No. It was, you know, then you see the glimpse in the, what was it, some homeless person in the, you know, in the playground. You know that's a zombie there. So... Yeah. I mean, I'm with you, Jesus. I'm with you. I'm glad to see that you're with
me. was pretty cool having all these little teases towards, like, oh, is that person going to be a zombie? Is that person going to be a zombie? And
see?
You're, it's like, it's not, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I saw a tweet from somebody saying it was cool watching the show and knowing what was going to happen and the characters don't. You know, like, we all know because, you know, The Walking Dead is, you know, is pretty much like second. And then, you know, and then this is the prequel, you know what I'm saying? So we all know what's going to happen, what's going on. But, all right. So I got to ask y'all a question. I have it in my notes. Did you, what do y'all think of Madison, the mom? Jesus, I'm going to go with Jesus first. I decided because the girls should go last because they have no idea. Jesus, how you feeling about Madison, mom?
I kind of like her because she's a stronger woman character. And
oh, God.
In The Walking Dead, they didn't start off as strong.
Right.
But she's a little, I don't know. She has to grow on me a little bit more.
Okay. Brianna.
I think she's a little over dramatic.
Ah, I like your answer.
Gracias. All right.
So over dramatic, that's it.
Yeah. I mean,
are you liking her or you're not liking her? If
yeah. But she's a little over dramatic too.
Okay. Okay.
Some parts.
Kristen, I'm sure you feel the same way.
She has her moments. I like her, but I don't like her.
Okay. So it's like you're right in the middle. On the fence.
Because yeah, I liked when she was talking to, what's that kid's name, Tobias?
Tobias.
I liked when she was talking to him, the way she interacted with him and her emotions with her son. But I do think she was, I don't know if it's the way that actress plays her. Or if it's just the character. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Brancy.
I think same page. I like her, but, you know, she's got a little bit of a, you know, strength to her or whatever. But I don't know. We'll have to give it a couple episodes. I can never decide on a character right off.
Well, she kind of reminds me of Andrea.
I'm trying to think. Now, Andrea's an idiot. Yeah. I mean, I mean,
because she's blonde.
Whatever. Andrea just thought she knew everything. And she had no clue. I mean, she shot Daryl, for Christ's sakes.
True.
You know, so but no, for me, I don't like her. I don't like her.
Oh.
Yeah, and it has nothing to do with blonde hair. I just think I didn't like the way that she was talking to Travis, especially when Travis was like, he's having a moment and bonding. I mean, he's not doing it like to earn brownie points. He's actually talking, you know, to Nick, and then starts to believe him after he goes to the church. And she's like, "Why are you trying to do this? Don't replace my son with your son." I'm like, "Bitch, he's trying to help." So this whole time, she just think I don't know. What are you saying, Jesus?
Wouldn't you say that kind of makes her more like a mother?
Yeah, but she's like a know-it-all mom. Because when they were walking out, and he was like, "I went to the church," and she was like, "Yeah, well, there's," and he was like, "There's a lot of blood. Something bad happened." And she was like, "Yeah, blah blah blah." And then she was like blowing him off. And then she goes with them, and then she's like sees the blood. She's like, "Oh, something serious bad happening." Like, no shit, I told you that. You know, and now that you say it, oh, something must have really happened now that you say it. So, I don't know. I think that I think it's all a front. I think that she has a fucked up family and is trying to act like she's got it together, but she really doesn't. So she's trying to, like, help. I don't know. It's just kind of annoying. Like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about mom. But
I liked her in the beginning when she was doing the guidance counselor thing, but then everything else, it just like fell apart for me.
Yeah, I just so let's talk about Travis, the stepdad. Brancy, what do you think about Travis?
Well, wait, are they married?
Well, I kept on hearing the kids say stepdad or step you and steppy or whatever. So
they're,
I'm a,
no,
are they are they
married.
They're not married.
No,
they're
I was dating, about to say I didn't think dating. They were
here. Okay, got and it.
He just moved into their house.
Okay, well then, but he's a stepdad, in a sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, some people would say they're not married, so he's not a stepdad, but some people are saying that he's coming in, moving in, he's helping out with the kids, so he's a dad now. Yep. Brancy?
Mm-hmm. He's pretty chill, I like him.
Okay.
He's a little, like, I don't know, maybe it's because of her, but maybe he's not, like, as vocal about everything. He's kind of one of those quieter people mm-hmm. to me so far, but I like him.
Okay. Kristen?
I like him too.
Does it?
I like that he was trying to help Nick.
Right.
when everybody else was trying to write him off.
Gotcha.
And I liked the scene of him in the classroom.
Yes.
Because I thought he was a badass teacher.
You can tell how Kristen's echoing like she's some kind of like musical artist.
I'm talented.
Yes, Brianna.
I have the same like feeling about him with like Brancy and Chrissy.
So you kind of,
yeah.
All right.
Like he's okay, but he's brave.
He's brave.
Yeah,
that is true. Some stepdads wouldn't even go into that church.
Yeah, but why did he have to be so loud walking up in that church?
Like, well, he didn't know that would attract them.
But he has no clue. He has no clue. Like,
Nick told him he went there for a reason.
Yeah, but I would. I mean, but you're on the fence. So I'm gonna go in there. I'm making noise because I don't want no crackhead to jump out. Like I'm gonna be, you know, it's like when you walk through a bush and you're kicking dirt because you don't want to be bit by a snake. I'm going in there, going, hey, anybody here? Anybody? Anybody? Anybody?
Yeah, but he said somebody was eating people.
Yeah, but it could be a regular. You know, he doesn't know it's a zombie. So, he's not worried about attracting it. Maybe he thought the person that was eating people would run or something. I don't know. Girls. Hey, Seuss, are you team girls or are you team Mike? Because I like him.
We all like them. Wait a minute. We said we liked them, Mike.
No, but y'all are on the fence with them. Y'all are like,
no, we're not.
You're like, we like him, but he's kind of like a wuss and like he's cool.
That's the opposite.
I just said he was brave.
No, but then you said you agree with Brancy and Kristen. Brianna, guilty by association, you're just going to get dogged because you're with them.
This is bullshit.
Yeah, be quiet, robot. Let's go. Hey, Seuss, what do you think? Are you team Mike or team girls? Because I liked him, they didn't like him.
I like him.
Oh, you like him?
He is a little oblivious when it comes to stuff. But I like the fact that, you know, he's trying to be the good guy.
He is. He's trying to help with the family. He's just trying to be, you know, just wants to fit in. He's not just trying to overdo anything.
He's trying to be a good dad.
Yeah. And he's brave, right, Brianna?
Yep.
Okay. Let's talk about the hot daughter. What do you think about Alicia? And people listening to this podcast, earlier before we started the show, a certain individual, I'm not going to say any names, but it's not Brianna, it's not Brancy, it's a girl, but I'm not going to say anybody else's name, thought the person's name was Felicia.
So?
And you wanted to come on going, bye, Felicia. So racist.
I thought it was too.
Oh my God, you would. All right, so Alicia is the daughter. Jesus, give me your thoughts, your feelings.
I liked her because she was like, she is like a lot of girls I used to know in high school. You know, this little smart person who thinks, I'm going to go off to college and I'm going to go away from all this.
Damn, did you date somebody? You sound angry. Doesn't he? Like, he's like, yeah, I want to go to college. And I'm going to go, uh-huh. Well, guess what? You didn't. You became a stripper. Ha, ha, ha.
No, but that's exactly what she looks sounds like. Wow. Like the type of person who's way too smart for her own good.
Oh, kind of like her mom.
Yeah.
Interesting. I thought she was cool. You know, I think she's a little, I think she's your average girl that's like, doesn't like her family situation and just wants to get out. And it's obvious she don't even care about Matt because she's like, I'm out of here. And Matt's like, I'm going to miss you. And then she's like, okay, while she's getting written by ink poisoning with a permanent marker on her arm. I like her. I think she's cool. I'm trying to figure out, is she going to be a strong character in the series? Like, is she going to like give me something and I'll kill something? Or is she going to be, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out her. I don't know yet. Brianna, what do you think about Alicia?
I don't like her.
Whoa! Ooh. Why does she remind you of like a girl named Stephanie or Stacy or?
No.
Why don't you like her?
I don't know, because she's annoying and she's like so sassy and like every other team on this planet.
Jesus. So Jesus dated some girls or knew some girls that picked on him when he was in high school. Brianna knows girls like this, right? So you know girls. These, when you were watching it, you were like, oh, that reminds me of the girls in school right now.
Yeah.
Wow. I won't ask you to put any of the names because I don't want you getting bullied and then you get mad at me.
No, I don't have any names.
Yes, you do. I know. We'll talk later. So, Kristen, do you feel the same way as your family, your kinfolk?
Her, oh. I'm on the fence about.
Oh, yeah. Because she's hot, pretty, you're jealous. Hey, Seuss, they're jealous.
She's okay. On the fence about everybody.
I know. It's because not The Walking Dead.
Listen, you guys need to clean your ears, because I have not been on the fence about anybody.
Kristen, please stay on the subject of what we're talking about. So you don't like her?
I said I'm on the fence.
Why are you on the fence? She hasn't done anything except complain.
She is strong-minded,
mm-hmm.
but she's annoying. She was just whining with Matt.
Yeah, well, she's your typical teenage girl.
Yeah, but she's annoying.
You were the same way when you were 18, 17, no. and 16. You were.
No, I was cool.
No.
Are you sure Alicia thinks the same?
Felicia? Bye, Felicia.
Oh, God. All right, so you hate on her because she's attractive. Okay, Brancy, are you team girls?
Pretty neutral. Oh, like, she didn't do anything that made me, like, hate her or anything, but she didn't do anything that made me, like, love her either, so...
She hasn't had a chance. She's babysitting her brother.
I know. That's why I give people like two or three episodes.
I mean, the cool thing about her is she didn't like rebel against her mom. It's like watch your brother, take care of your brother, go meet your brother. It's obvious they have a good relationship. She's getting kind of tired of hearing that he's going to quit all the time. You know, she just wants to get out. So I figured you three would be cool with this girl because y'all have friends just like her.
That I get, that she's tired of her brother saying he's going to quit. I get that.
All right, whatever.
I don't know. Like, I would have thought that you guys would have liked her a little bit more because she has the most potential and the most to lose with the zombie apocalypse on the horizon.
Oh, that is. Now, that's like really serious thinking for those three girls over there. Hey, Seuss, I don't think they're going to.
Wow.
Yeah, they're always,
I'm gonna hang up now.
Please do. You're not adding. You're not adding anything to the show. You're just
clearly this podcast is biased.
Of course not.
Wait, get to Nick.
Oh yeah. No, first I gotta ask Jesus first. Hey, Jesus, I have a feeling that Nick is hot and he's misunderstood. And if I was there, I would hold him and hug him. Hey, Jesus, what do you think about Nick?
I like Nick just because he's this very weird character.
Yeah, you do like weird and quirky.
Yeah, and I'm sure that things are going to turn around for him throughout the series.
I agree. I like Nick. I'm a fan of Nick and Dad, Travis. But Nick, he was growing on me more. Like, I was watching Nick, and I was like, oh, Nick, you're the fuck up. And then, but as it kept on going, I was, like, liking him more and more and more. And just the way that he acts and the stuff that he says. I mean, even when he was tied up in the thing. And you know what? So let's move on. What are you gonna say, Jesus?
Nick, he's kind of protecting his family in his own way.
I think so. I agree. I think he's gonna be a strong one, and I totally agree. I think he's gonna turn around. Let's not ask the girls. So moving right along. Okay, fine. Brianna, what do you think of Nick, the drug addict that you probably
don't like?
What? For real? You don't think he's cute? Mike?
Like, okay, he's like,
I figured he'd like be like One Direction, like he could be in the group or something and you'd be happy.
Are you crazy?
Oh, sorry. One Direction.
He's a good character, but I don't care for him.
Wow, so you were like, he could die and I could care less. I mean, really, right?
On the show, Jesus.
Well, you're the one that said you didn't like him. Okay, Kristen, you want to sleep with him?
No.
Oh, you want
to? Brianna, I want to wash his hair.
He's an addict.
I know, but his hair was fucked.
Well, you probably like.
Listen, I want to know why he was wearing a crop top cardigan.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
Yeah.
Hey, Seuss, can you explain? You wear those kind of shirts. Can you explain?
What?
The little crop top. It was like cut off, and then he was wearing a Prince shirt.
I thought he was wearing a shirt that was like torn or something.
I think that was Gloria's shirt.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think he was like, let me take it off and put it on, boy. Yeah, I think they were just being funny. And that's all that Kristen noticed.
No. In all honesty, I think he's going to be a good character.
Good.
Because I think he's starting off like a shithead.
Right? Kind of like Daryl. Kind of like Daryl.
At the end of the episode, he got better for me.
Kind of like Daryl and Merle. A total fuck up.
Yeah.
It's going to be a badass. I'm pretty sure, Kristen, you probably, because I know your high school history, you're probably more attracted to Matt than you were to Nick.
No.
So, Brancy?
I like him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Brancy.
I think it's exactly what you said. It's going to be like the whole Daryl thing where, like, in real life, not a great person, but the zombie apocalypse makes you change.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. Finally, Jesus, they say something smart.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at my notes some more. Now, in the when we brought it up earlier, Kristen, about when Madison was talking to Tobias, they meant the kid mentioned five states. When I heard the five states that they have been getting, you know, these cases. Is what do you think? And I'm just throwing this out there, guys. I mean, it's obvious that we have The Walking Dead, Atlanta, you know, whatever, and then we have Los Angeles. If they say five states, do you think there's a chance that we might get five different shows? I don't know why I was thinking. I was like, could we get like The Walking Dead, New York? What's going on? I mean, could it? Could we get a little glimpse of different things going on? Do you think that was on purpose, or do you think? No, it's not, and I'm smoking crack.
Maybe they brought it up as an option,
right? Like if they want it, if it does well, we could do. Hey, what happened? What was while that was going on, and Rick was going. This was going on in New York or wherever.
Yeah, kind of like a feeler test kind of thing.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Hey, Seuss, what do you think? Am I smoking crack?
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I love your honesty, Jesus.
Yeah, I don't think. It has anything to do with other shows because, yeah, I think if anything, they'd go somewhere out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay, well, if I'm right, you owe me $100. Let's see here. Looking at here, let's see, blah, blah, blah. I definitely liked Travis and Nick's discussion in the hospital. That was pretty cool. And did y'all notice about the music that was played in the show? It's very eerie. Evil kind of scary kind of stuff. Like, you know, it's like, and that's the cool thing. To me, I was like watching it and the music, it was just like, you know, something's coming. It's like a tidal wave of something. Hopefully, you know, which we get in the end. Let me see here. I'm looking at my notes here. Madison, we already talked about that. I already brought that up to you guys about her talking crap. I'm going to bring it up. I mean, the part I mentioned about how I have what the fuck here next to it where Madison is tells Travis, like, back off. Don't try to replace my son with your son. Do you think that was a kind of a bitchy thing, or do you guys agree that Travis is really trying to fix Nick because he can't fix Chris, his son?
I don't think that's what he was trying to do.
Right? So she was a bitch, right, Madison?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Kristen, finally you're waking up. Cool. Brancy, Brianna, what do y'all think?
I'll agree with Chrissy.
Of course. Brance?
Yeah, same.
Oh, well, of course. Jesus!
I don't know. I think she has a reason to be like that. I mean, she's already been through one divorce.
That was kind of a bitch move. Travis just moved in. I mean, Jesus, you, if this was you and you just moved in the house, you're trying to do things, and all of a sudden she just says this? Don't you think that's kind of like fucked up?
It is, but still, she has somewhat of a reason to.
What? Explain to me. You don't even know yet. You're just taking Madison's side.
I am taking your side, but she's trying to protect her kids as well, you know?
Yeah, but he's trying to help him.
If she was trying to protect the kids also, Kristen, why would he allow her to get moved in there? Bam!
One of the things that I didn't like about Madison was that she's kind of an enabler for Nick.
Of course. Yeah.
I mean, she babies him a lot, and I think she wants to feel like she's the only one to protect him.
And that would explain her thinking that she knows everything. I'm telling you. Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. But that's her personality. I can fix.
You know what else,
yeah.
Too?
What?
Because we saw a little glimpse of his relationship with his son, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't the greatest, clearly.
Right.
If Madison knew that, that was kind of a low blow.
Yeah. She's a bitch. The more you're talking, the more that I'm hearing it from y'all. Yeah, I don't like her. But of course, Jesus is like, she's a strong character. She's been hurt. She's gone through a divorce. Whatever, Jesus. I don't know why you're taking her side. I figured you'd be on the guy's side. That was a bitch move. You know, especially because watching it, Jesus, you can't sit there going, they didn't show us anything that he was really trying to manipulate the situation or get brownie points. Like, he went to the church by himself to see you know, because he saw the look in his eye that, you know, either it happened or he's insane. So he does this on his free will, goes there and finds it, falls in some blood. So, you know, that probably stained his clothes. And then goes and tells her, and then she blows it off going, yeah, whatever. Why'd you go? I don't want to hear about it. You know, it's like, oh, and I think you're right. It's like, no one can help my son except me. No one understands him. I don't know. I think that she just still looks at Nick as a little baby. I mean, she climbed into the hospital bed.
Yeah.
You know, all that crap and everything else. I just don't like her. Now, seeing that more I'm talking about, I don't like her. Let me see what else. I'm looking at here. What did y'all think? Well, okay, so what did y'all think about the? I mean, it was. It seemed like it was starting because part where they're driving in the truck and they get stopped by the police. Helicopters are going. Yes. Cops are telling everybody, "Stay in your cars." Yeah, World War Z. Definitely when the motorcycle went by.
I thought of that. Yes, I was like, about to say that the motorcycle driving by. I was like, that is literally a scene from World War Z.
Now, are you saying that's sad because they copied it, or do you think?
Yes.
Ooh, Brianna.
Brianna.
I'm sorry, man. It's true.
Jesus, sixth grade, you're a little ghetto girl. No wonder you don't like Alicia. Yeah, so, I mean, so what was going on? Did y'all think, like, here it comes, zombies? And then it was like, oh, we tricked you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Kind of, yeah. I thought they were going to, like, they were going to see it firsthand or something.
Oh, my gosh. Jesus.
I liked it. I mean, I like that part.
I think, like, either Jesus is, like, reading something or...
No, I mean, I don't care that the comparison to World War Z.
No?
I mean, dude. I'm pretty sure that's happened in millions of other movies that weren't zombie-related.
Dude, she's in sixth grade. Like, don't talk bad to her.
I think you're wrong.
Oh! Dude, how old is Brianna again?
11.
11
acts
is
like a 16-year-old.
11. Oh, and she acts 16. Is punking you, Jesus, and you're like 45.
45.
Get her, Jesus. Get her. Well, it's obvious. Okay, so it's obvious, Jesus, that while all of us are like, "Oh, where was he?" and "Oh, yeah," you were like, "Bleh, whatever." That scene didn't do anything for me.
No, it didn't.
You didn't get excited. Like it was starting.
A little.
Okay. Did you get excited when they showed the video footage and the dude bites the paramedic and then they shoot him? Were you getting excited?
Yeah. That was pretty
cool. Okay, finally.
Especially when they're shooting him in the body and he kind of falls down to his knee and comes back up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's on.
Like, do they die?
You got to shoot him in the head.
Oh.
Come on, Brianna. It's just like The Walking Dead. Let's get with the program.
Kill shot.
Come on.
Kill shot, yes.
You want to act like a 16-year-old, you better act like, come on, use those smarts. Let's see what else. What'd y'all think about Tobias on the bus looking at him going, yeah, bitch, I was right. Tobias is smart. Do you think we're going to see more Tobias, or you think that was it?
You'll see more.
Oh, because see, Jesus knows because, hey, I'm going to tell you something, ladies. Jesus and I were talking, got an opportunity. Of course, I didn't because I don't live in L.A., but Jesus and I were able to, and we know somebody. Well, Jesus actually got to go to the press junket for Fear of the Walking Dead. And so he was there all doing that stuff. The cool thing about it is Jesus has already seen the first two episodes of Fear of the Walking Dead.
Cheater.
Yeah, I had.
Real, what are you doing here?
Yeah, so they sent it to me and Jesus is like, hey, and I was like, I got the same email. I have the opportunity to download, but you know what? I'm a team player. I'm going to watch it with the people. But Jesus is like, I watched it. So Jesus already knows some stuff that we don't know. And maybe that's why his answers are so harsh towards Brianna. Because maybe there's, I don't know. But so we're going to see more Tobias according to Jesus. That is why he knows. Yeah. Interesting. Good. I want to see that. Okay, let's talk about Calvin. We see Calvin and he's like, hey, I'm just cleaning my mom and dad's car. I'm a good old boy. And then all of a sudden he's like, undercover drug dealer.
You want to hear something crazy?
Uh-oh. Yeah, you thought he was hot because you love brothers.
Well, actually, yeah, he is cute.
I didn't figure that. I knew it.
Wait, but he was in Straight Outta Compton.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah.
And who does he play in the movie?
He played Dr. Dre's brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you do remember. Look at Kristen's like, boom.
Actually, I said he was cute.
Right.
My mom took it upon herself to Google him.
Nice, because you actually went to the premiere for Straight Outta Compton in Miami, right?
Yes.
And the little Q&A?
Yep.
And then Jesus, you did also too to there in L.A. You actually got the big stuff.
Yeah.
Brancy, me, you, Brancy. Yeah, we don't get shit over here.
Yeah.
We just get to watch it on the internet. So what did y'all think about Calvin? Like, okay, when y'all were watching him, and he was talking to the parents in the beginning before we see anything, did you think he was just, did y'all expect it? Jesus, I already know you know, but did y'all think, like, he was going to be trouble? Was it a surprise how it all went out? How, you know?
I was surprised.
Mm. Brianna?
I was
surprised.
Calm.
You were calm?
Calm. I don't know what to say about that.
I mean, when you saw him and then he became the drug dealer, were you like, or were you like, doesn't surprise me?
It didn't.
Ooh.
Whatever, Brianna.
Wow.
A girl has her own opinions. Jeez.
Ooh. Brianna. Getting straight out of Miami. Brancy, did you see it coming or what?
I mean, not that specific thing, but I knew we had to have, like, something going on.
Yeah. I knew something was off with him in the beginning. I didn't know he was going to be a drug dealer.
Yeah, but exactly.
Like, either he was hiding him, Nick, or hiding something, or knew something. But when he turned out, and then you see him in the diner, he's got, like, a ball cap, and now he's all fucking hardcore. I was like, well, this isn't the Calvin we saw vacuuming the car here.
Yeah. Anything for Nikki.
This guy here was, yeah. So then, Did y'all know in the diner? I knew in the diner the way that he hugged him and kind of like looked down that Nick was a goner.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he's just talking too much. Loose ends, not a good thing. Now, I mean, we had the scuffle and that was cool and then he gets shot, blah, blah. Who cares? Now, the last, 10, 15 minutes, I'm sure that y'all girls were like, yes, yes, the Walking Dead. When they're backing up in that truck, did y'all just get excited?
Yes.
I guess they didn't. Hey, Suze, what is going on with these girls? What? Were y'all three watching it going, about freaking time, this could have happened, what?
Like 20 minutes ago.
Oh, my gosh. So you just, I mean, yeah. So you during that part, you guys were just kind of like, it sounds like y'all were just kind of like blah. Like, oh, yeah, zombie, whoop-de-doo.
No, I thought it was badass.
Whatever. I'm not going to leave you now. Brancy?
Wait, I actually told Brianna. She was grossed out because the bone in his arm was sticking out.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That was it? That was gross. Oh, my God. Brancy!
No, I didn't say it was gross. That was badass.
Brancy,
no,
please.
No, I did like this scene because, I don't know, I guess I didn't look into the show or anything before I watched it because I wanted to be surprised when it happened. I just figured that the whole breakdown of society would have happened a lot faster. So when I saw that, I was like, oh, yeah, now it's starting.
Yeah, we had to get to know the characters.
I know. I just watched so many zombie movies and it all happens in like the first 10 minutes.
When also, and also like Jesus talked about it earlier that, you know, I mean, The Walking Dead, you know, Rick wakes up and bam, you got the half cut zombie crawling and that everybody, or the shooting of the little girl. And that just set off the tone, you know, that was just, you know, you knew like, oh, it's finally here. So I think, God, I can't believe it. Jesus, please. Are you with me and Brancy, or are you with them?
I thought it was super cool.
Sweet!
I mean, I wasn't like, okay, all hell's going to break loose now, but I'm like, you know, this is their first experience as a family with a zombie.
Right.
And something changed in Nick.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You could see that.
Yeah. So that this is where I really got into Nick's character.
And of course you did watch the second one, right?
Yeah.
So you already know. See, oh, you bastard. Yeah, because I bet you. Yeah, because. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Well. But yeah. No. No. I agree. I agree. I think that just, the whole the truck was going backwards and it was like dark with the red tint, and I was like, yes. And then Nick, you're absolutely right. Nick's just like, fuck this shit. Boom. And then Nick's like, boom, in the front, and then he's still alive. Now, Jesus, because you know, but I'm asking you girls, do you think like now Madison and Travis are going to be like, crap, we got to get out of here. The city is fucked. Or do you think they're still like, what is going on here? There's got to be answers. Or do you think they're going to be like, we got to get out of Dodge? Like,
I think they're still confused.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they're going to try to figure out what's going on.
Brancy.
I agree. See, now me, I'd be like, let's get the hell out of here right now. But
you're like, pack up the truck. Let's go get Felicia. Like,
let's go. We're not even stopping at the house.
And vroom. Now, Jesus. Because I think Travis is going to be like, we got to get the hell out of here. Like, he saw the eyes. Like, I think Travis knows something. Miss Know-It-All Madison's going to be like, hold on. We got the kids at the school. I got to help them. We got to find answers. The police, the government, blah, blah, blah. Nick is going to be like, we got to get the fuck out of here. We got to get my sister and go. Jesus, without giving us too much. Who's going in the direction?
I think Brancy's going in the right direction.
Oh, interesting. And
Mike, you're somewhat close.
Okay.
Have stuff mixed up.
Okay. And then Kristen and Brianna are like just totally fucked. They have no clue what they're. They don't even know what they're watching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not feeling the love right now. You're so rude. You're twisting my words, Mike.
No, Jesus heard your words. Okay?
What did I say?
Jesus said Brancy is going in the right direction. Mike, you're still here, but you're going to the left. And then he said, Kristen and Brianna, you just stop watching the show. That's what I heard Jesus say.
But I said what Brancy said.
No, you didn't.
What did Brancy, what did you say?
Brancy, I don't want to put you in the middle as I feel bad. You don't have to say anything.
Okay.
See?
Bullshit.
Kristen, I'm sorry. Sorry.
I quit.
It's okay. All right. Whatever.
What? Brianna.
I'll take your place.
Oh, Brianna's like, we don't need you.
What a bitch.
Brianna's like, bye, Felicia.
Touche.
Sweet. And then, of course, it all ends. And then dun dun dun. All right, so did I leave anything out? I know we talked about a lot of stuff, and people that are listening for the first time, normally we don't rant like this a lot, but since it's the pilot episode, we kind of covered everything. Jesus, you've already seen the second episode. Mm-hmm. So that I guess you really can't say anything yet. But
What? I have something to say, and I think you're gonna like what I'm gonna say.
Please help me, because this whole entire conversation you've been on.
Shut up.
Go.
You know what I like about this show so far? What? Is that.
Did she just say that she doesn't like it?
Shut up.
Okay, go ahead.
Because we know and have invested in the characters in The Walking Dead,
uh-huh.
Seeing what's going to happen and seeing it starting right now, that we're like, oh shit, you guys better get the fuck out of there.
Right.
I think that's what's making me like, oh my God, like I definitely want to keep watching it. It's not like I don't like the show. I just think the way that they shot it doesn't seem similar at all. I think that's, you know, in the beginning when I said that I was comparing it. Mm-hmm. I'm not comparing the characters or the storyline or anything, because obviously it is different.
Right.
It's not even the way they shot the scenes is similar. So I think that's what I was more looking
for. No, to I be see similar. What you mean. It felt kind of more cinematic to me.
Right.
Like, as if it was a movie instead of a show.
Exactly.
So is that
that's what kind of took me out of it. But Hold on.
So what y'all are saying right there is that, so that's what, I'm not saying that you didn't, cause, so you're saying that's what threw y'all off, or that's not what y'all didn't feel? So while you're watching it, it just, to y'all, it just didn't feel like a walking, like a, I'll put it this way. It didn't feel like a piece of the Walking Dead family. It felt like more like a movie, like you were watching.
Yeah. It didn't feel like a spinoff. It felt more like a movie.
Exactly. Like a completely different zombie series. That's what it felt like.
And then for you guys,
it was going to be more tied together a little bit.
And for you guys, that's a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing.
No, what I'm saying is, I'm not saying a bad thing like you hate the show, but I'm saying it's a bad thing because it kind of threw off y'all's mojo. A little bit, it seems like. Like, y'all went in and you were like, oh, this is not I
think it's also because it's new characters, so we just have to, you know, in the beginning, I'm sure some of us were like, oh my god, Daryl and Merle are annoying as shit, but now we love Daryl.
Right, and Merle.
So I think it's just, we just, no, Merle, no.
Well, Merle was shit, whatever.
Merle was racist as shit.
So what? He had his reasons.
Oh my god.
Whatever, he was annoying.
Oh my gosh.
I think everything Kristen just said is exactly what the producers wanted. They wanted it not to feel like The Walking Dead. They wanted it to feel like its own show.
Yep.
That's why it's not a spinoff. It's called a companion show.
Oh, well, yeah. But it is its own show because it's not, you know, months and years after the apocalypse. It's before it even started. So to me, it is its own show anyways. It's not going to be the same.
Yeah.
He's agreeing with you, Kristen.
I know, he gave you a compliment. I just thought it would...
Why are you so moody? God, are you under? Kristen, are you in your period?
Stop! Oh,
now, God. No wonder that explains it. That explains everything.
I didn't say I was.
Hey, it's all right, Jesus.
How did you know that?
I can tell.
Brianna Marie.
Wow. And listen, on that note,
so that's why she doesn't like any of these characters.
Well, y'all are family, so y'all, I know women, they all, it all, if one has it, the other one gets it too. It's like an addiction. Or
Brianna's like, I hate this character. Yeah. Next week she's going to be like, I love them.
I love her. Reminds me of my best friend. And they're going to be like, oh, them two are off the period. Brancy, good thing we didn't keep recapping or you'd be right synced with them.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, woo, this explains a lot. So everybody that's been listening to this show, there is hope for these ladies.
Oh, my God.
All right, on that note, we all know what Kristen's cycle is now.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's really good. Which is cool because... No, it's cool because it's like zombies and like the blood.
Yeah, listen to Brianna.
And then blood and then zombies and then more blood. What?
On to the show. Enough with that.
We're talking about... Hello, this is Great Special Effects.
Be serious.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Are we going to rate the show?
What'd you say?
Are we going to rate the show?
Yes, I'm curious to find out
Wait, before we do the ratings, can we talk about the actual ratings of the show?
Okay, yeah, because you have that pulled up. How did the ratings do for the show?
Okay, they said Fear the Walking Dead delivered 10.1 million viewers.
Damn.
They said it was the biggest premiere in cable TV history.
Bigger than The Walking Dead?
They said The Walking Dead series debuted to 5.4 million.
Oh.
So it's like
just
double.
Just the premiere episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, so The Walking Dead, when it first came out, bam, Rick wakes up, 5 million. This one did 10 million.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and I guess that would be, I would hope so, right? Because The Walking Dead is
expected.
Yeah, it's so, yeah. I mean, no one knew what to expect from The Walking Dead in the beginning. But that was still good, too. Because I remember The Walking Dead was breaking records also.
Yeah.
And anything else on that?
No, that was it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's a pretty good start off right there.
It's a great start.
Jesus, I know that before you and I got the girls on, you basically had a letter that came in your press kit for Fear of the Walking Dead. There's a letter in there from Robert Kirkman.
Yeah. Hey.
And I did ask if he could read it, and he said it would probably take about 3 to 4 minutes reading, and I was like, well, it's a long time. I don't think Kristen will be able to hold on and be able to pay attention to it. So I think, Jesus, you're going to try to scan it, and we're going to try to add this to the blog post, right? Or either on the fan page. Okay, so everybody that's listening, make sure you're following one of us, all of us, on Twitter or Instagram, or follow our blogs or whatever, and we'll give that in a few. But we do have that letter from Robert Kirkman, and we're gonna post that and share it somehow. We'll put it somewhere. Is that it? Hey, Jesus, I know you went there. Is anything that we missed? Do you want to like tease, or I know that you were there for the press junket, so you heard the producer saying stuff. So are we in store for a cool seat? Like, even though you were there and you listened to it, while you were there listening, did you sit there and go, oh yeah, I think I'm going to love this show as much as I love The Walking Dead? Or did you think you were going to like it more from what they were saying?
I think I'm going to like it as much as The Walking Dead.
Okay. Just from all the goodies they were saying there.
Yeah.
Interesting. Now, listen, see how quiet the girls got? They're like, whatever. Daryl Dixon's so hot.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to wash his hair, but I want to wash Nick's. You know, as long as we've been doing the show for The Walking Dead, not once has Kristen said she wanted to wash Daryl's hair.
That's because I want to do other things to Daryl.
Whoa! That explains what time of the month to.
Oh my god!
All right, enough of that. Okay, so let's talk about the premiere pilot episode of Fear of the Walking Dead. Jesus, 1 to 10, what do you give it?
I'm gonna give it a 9.
Ooh, a 9! Why did it fall short?
I wanted more action.
Okay.
But I liked it nonetheless. I mean,
I figured you would have given it a 10 really because it had you wanted story. You wanted, and that's what you got. And now
it was a really good story. That is why it got so high.
But if you had just a little bit, so if you had had like one zombie attack, you'd be happy?
Well, there is one zombie attack.
I mean, no, like one more added. Like, I mean,
yeah, one more.
Because in the beginning, it was a girl. She was eating the face. And then the end.
Yeah,
that was it, and then a couple of things in the middle. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you want Brianna, scale 1 to 10? This pilot episode.
Don't be mad at me.
Oh my god. No, and I already know. I'm not blaming you. I'm blaming someone else. Go.
Oh my god. 8.5.
8.5.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, she needs to take some medicine or something.
It'll get better.
Okay. Got it. Don't want to upset you. Kristen, scale 1 to 10.
I'm going 8. Wow, she's worse than me. She'd be mad at her.
I know.
Listen, 8 is not bad. What the hell? Oh my god.
Brancy.
Okay, I'm gonna be Team Kristen and say 8.
Really?
Help with you guys.
Yeah.
Because
the
beginning and the end was badass, but it's the middle part. I don't know. It was a little slow.
I just have to get used to it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It was just
see?
Like one thing.
Hey, Seuss, Branch is starting
for a long time.
Branch is starting to sync up with him. You see that? You see that?
So it begins.
Branch is going to be like, God damn, I got to go to the store now. Shit, gosh. I would have to give it, I would probably give it a 9 as well. Because I think I totally agree. The story was cool. What the zombie stuff that I saw, the way that it was placed, the music, everything else. You know what? No, I'm gonna give it a 10. I'm giving it a 10 because of all the stuff that Jesus said. Totally agree. But then just the way that Kristen, you said, which you didn't really care too much for, and Brancy, but the way it was shot, I thought it was cool. The little it was just a teasing because it's like we know what's happening. We know what's gonna happen, and it was cool because I was like, ooh, that was really good. I like how you place that there. And the music, that really caught my attention from the beginning because it just everything was just so it was a nice pilot episode. It didn't rock my world. It didn't blow my mind. Like The Walking Dead, I was like, holy, I didn't feel the same way. But, you know, I that's how I feel about it.
But, like, the music is a spoiler because then you're going to know what's going to happen.
No, because if you watch it again, young lady, you will see
that
you will hear that music throughout the show and nothing happens. You think it's going to happen, then it doesn't. And then, no, just watch it again.
And that's what I don't like about it.
Just watch it again. God damn it, just watch it again. when you and Kristen and Brancy are off your stuff, watch it again and you're going to be like, oh my God, I love this show. It's so awesome.
Whoa, why are you bringing me in?
Because
this
you started sinking in towards the end, Brancy.
First of all, stop saying that we didn't like the show because we did not say we didn't like it.
I can't wait for y'all to listen to this.
It was meh.
It's, okay. Exactly. Your own family saying you said it was meh.
No, that's not. She's saying she but thinks it was
no,
meh.
No, you were the same way. When you re-listen to this podcast, you're going to be like, holy crap, I was dogging the show.
No, I said the beginning and the end were badass.
And in the middle.
They were awesome.
Okay,
the middle
do you not. Do you,
was a little slow.
Do you not hear what you just said? The beginning and the end. Okay, the beginning was probably like 2-3 minutes. And the end, probably the last 10 minutes. So you're pretty much saying you're pretty much saying an hour and 10 minutes was blah.
It was a little slow.
Oh my god! Can we just fucking go on to it? Hey, Seuss.
Yeah.
Please let everybody know where they can stalk you on the internet, please.
Twitter and Instagram at Dysfunctional, Facebook Dysfunctional LA, and my blog dysfunctional.com.
All right, Brianna, you're on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, my Twitter is It's Not Brianna, and my Instagram is Brianna.trujillo. I'm sorry because some people get it wrong.
It's all good. Brancy still does it, spells it out. Brancy?
It's VRO Brancy, BRANCEY on Twitter and Instagram.
There you go. And that's it. And next week. I'm joking. Kristen. Kristen, I know you got.
According to Kristen.com and Twitter and Tumblr at Kristen0409.
Sweet. And don't forget, for me, you can check me out on my blog, iWatchMike.com, Twitter, Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy, and Facebook, iWatchMike. And of course, I can't forget about Variety Radio Online. You can check them out pretty much everywhere. Variety Radio Online on Tumblr, on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube. And check out the VRO.com. It has everything there, plus the shows that the girls are hosting right now and are coming back, and past shows as well. So make sure you go check out the VRO.com. Or right here, blogtalkradio.com/Variety Radio Online. And if you're listening to Fear of the Walking Dead, make sure you leave your comments from wherever you're listening, on all the blogs or wherever. Feel free to leave your comments. And please let me and Jesus know that the girls were not a fan of the show. I'd like to know.
If, oh, shush.
I want to know. Are Jesus and I smoking crack? Are we the only two people that make sense on this podcast? We're going to be doing this every Monday evening. It'll probably be posted up on later Monday nights or Tuesday early or whatever. So just be on the lookout. Make sure you're following us all on our social media, and we'll post the links up and everything else. And I think that's about it, right, people?
Yep.
Don't forget, every Sunday night, on AMC, Fear of the Walking Dead, and make sure you check out all the details in the show, because I give props to the intro, because I got the intro from and the blah 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 whatever. AMC.com, go there, you can check out everything there. I believe I saw someone on Twitter saying that you can actually watch this episode, the first episode of Fear of the Walking Dead, with no login. So I think it's free for everybody right now. So there you go. I think that's it. So I think, are we done, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Seuss, it was a pleasure. Brancy, it was a pleasure.
Oh, shush.
The two.
Oh, my God.
The two people in Miami.
Damn.
Hopefully, I'll do better next week and you'll be off. All right. We're out of here. Everybody, say goodbye to everybody.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This season on Fear the Walking Dead.
People are getting sick and they get violent. We just need somewhere to write it down, please.
No satellites, no internet, no cell phone.
The electrical grid will collapse. The communications will fail. It's all gonna go to hell.
We are on the offensive. You guys are the lucky ones.
They're stockpiling for the big push to take the city back.
Someone's out there. Someone who needs our help.
We don't know that.
We're gonna get your medicine.
Desperate times.
Take it easy, man. He's a kid. He's no man to kid.
Men do these things not because of evil. They do evil because of fear.
For more Fear the Walking Dead, go to AMC.com.